This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The United Nations is expressing concern over the reported cutoff of water to the Libyan capital Tripoli by an armed group. A UN spokesman told reporters on Monday that a group of attackers stormed the city's main water distribution station and closed off the valve supplying water to Tripoli and other cities in northwest Libya. He said the cutoff has affected some 2 million people. While some districts of Tripoli are already experiencing low water pressure, the full effect of the cutoff is expected to hit hard in the next couple of days unless the valves are reopened. The UN says more than 78,000 people have been affected by the civil war in Libya. With the water situation already precarious, humanitarian aid workers have been trying to help by trucking water supplies into affected areas and assisting with water purification efforts. Meanwhile, in Yemen, the World Food Program has warned that it may have to suspend the distribution of food aid in rebel-controlled areas if Houthi rebels continue to obstruct humanitarian work. The United Nations Food Agency said in a statement Monday that aid workers are being denied access to the hungry, aid convoys have been blocked, and local authorities have interfered with food distribution. The organization also accuses the rebels of interfering with the independent selection of people to receive the aid and the implementation of a registration system. Ukraine's new president, Volodymyr Zelensky, was sworn into office Monday. He immediately dissolved parliament and called for snap elections. He said his biggest priority is to achieve a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, where government troops have been fighting pro-Russia separatists for the past 5 years. The conflict has killed some 13,000 people. This is VOA News.